Welcome back, everybody, to the Michigan Trails Report. I'm your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And in today's podcast, that's what we're going to be sharing with you is hike number 31, which is the Mackinac Island Loop. This is a common question I see on a lot of hiking forums is, where can I hike on Mackinac Island? The thing is, Mackinac Island has gobs and gobs. I think there's 150 miles of hiking trails on Mackinac Island. They're just not publicized very well. And what I did one day is I figured out how to make a loop out of the various trails on the island. And actually, I had to use some roads as well. And that's what we're going to be discussing today or sharing with you is entry number 31 in the book, the Mackinac Island Loop. So let's get underway. This is, of course, on Mackinac Island. It's going to be an 8-mile loop, 4.5 to 5 hours is what it's going to take you to do. The gradient, first half is moderate with a few challenging climbs. Second half is pretty much flat. And as far as high points, all kinds of them. Views from an escarpment, gobs of wildflowers, of course, U.S. history as well. And if you're a map geek, 7.5 round island, evergreen shores, St. Ignace, and of course the Mackinac Island State Park map was probably going to be sufficient getting around the island. And the island does have full services, and I do recommend hiking boots, and pets are certainly welcome on the island. So the Mackinac Island has been around since the glaciers have retreated, and humans have been living here for tens of thousands of years. It has been a major hub for trading amongst American Indians until Europeans came, and it continued to be a trading hub between the French and the British and then the Americans. And the British, they arrived in 1780 onto this 2,000-acre island, and it really hasn't changed much since then as well. And automobiles, well, they were banned about the time they were invented over 100 years ago, so the Mackinac Island kind of sits in a moment of time. A lot of history. You don't see franchises on the island. No cars are allowed on the island. You see horse-drawn carriages, of course, which is the main source of transportation. The British colonized the island just a few years after the United States declared independence, fearing that the Americans would invade Fort Michilimackinac on the mainland. This, of course, never happened, and the United States took ownership of Mackinac Island after the war. But in a surprising move, the British retook the fort during the War of 1812. Now, another round of diplomacy eventually returned the island to the United States, and in 1875, Mackinac Island, this is a great trivia question, you guys, so remember this. Mackinac Island is actually the United States' second national park after Yellowstone, and you're going, huh, wait, it's not a national park today. No, it's not. It actually got reverted back to a state park, but great trivia question. Well, it was America's first national park. Well, of course, it was Yellowstone. What was the second one? A lot of people will say Yosemite. It is actually Mackinac Island. Today, over three-quarters of Mackinac Island is preserved as a state park. There are no camping facilities here, so there's no backcountry camping, no dispersed camping. There's no campgrounds at all. Camping is strictly prohibited. Don't do it. And although the vast majority of visitors to Mackinac Island stroll up and down Main Street sampling fudge and steering clear of horses and dodging bikes, there are the rare few who venture out to more than the 50 miles of hiking trails on the island. So maybe not over 100 miles. It seems like there's 100 miles, but it's 50 miles of hiking. There is no true circuit route that completely keeps you on a hiking trail and off roads on Mackinac Island. Nevertheless, walking the roads here, where cars are not allowed, is not the hair-raising adventure you would expect of hiking a state highway traveled by automobiles. In fact, M-185, the road where you'll be laying footsteps, is the only state highway in Michigan where you'll dodge road apples and not road ragers. So you're going to thread together some street strolls and some hikes on the Manitou Trail, the Tranquil Bath Trail, Swamp Line, and British Landing Trails for returning to your starting point using M185. Shops, eateries, hotels, of course, are all over the place at the south end of the island. However, Mackinac Island State Park is crisscrossed by hiking trails, both paved and gravel roads. So unless you have your own airplane or Great Lakes-worthy boat, the primary access is via one of the three ferry companies, or I think they're down to two now, and they've changed names and times names and such over time. So my suggestion is contact the Chamber of Commerce in Mackinac City or St. Ignace to see what the current situation is there, but there's always a passenger ferry going on. And once you arrive at the ferry docks, you're going to take Main Street, which is also known as Huron Street and M185. So three different names. How about that? Big surprise, right? And you're going to turn north on Church Street, which ends at a staircase, and climb this massive staircase to the top. I'm not even telling you how many steps are on this thing. And you'll have a great view of the Mackinac Bridge and the roof of Mission Point Resort. And you're only going to be 0.3 miles from the ferry docks. So that's the key. Get away from town. And you do that by using the staircase. Take the paved road east about 100 yards, and the trailhead for the Manitou Trail will be on your right. The Manitou Trail squeezes itself between the paved road and the 100-foot-high escarpment. Hugging the crag, take a gander of the view downward onto the masses of bikers circumnavigating the island. In reality, that is what you are doing, winding through a cedar forest while making a circle loop. And within 0.7 miles, humanity will return as you reach Arch Rock, which is a popular destination on the island. This geological formation was sculpted by the workings of Lake Huron's wave action back when the lake levels were much higher. And there are bathrooms, and there is an overlook and a picnic area right here as well. So continue and take the staircase up to the Nicolet Watchtower, a memorial to Jean Nicolet, the first European to pass through this area by canoe all the way back in 1634. Split off to the north just past the overlook, and the pathway's name changes to the Tranquil Bluff Trail. Amble along, hugging the high, steep banks of the bluff formed by the ancient Lake Algonquin. It's important to note that if you bring children on these trails, hold on to their hands, because there are many opportunities for them to just quickly dart off and stumble down steep banks. So walk carefully between the children and the drop-off, and, you know, again, hold on to them. The Tranquil Bluff Trail will come to Leslie Road a couple of times, and keep your eyes peeled when it goes back into the woods as the turns are not marked. At the 2-mile mark in your walk, the Murray Trail will come in from your right, then Soldier's Garden Trail at 2.1 miles. Tranquil Bluff Trail turns inland at this point, becomes safe for everyone. Cross Scott's Road at 2.5 miles, and your course becomes flat and wide. And you're going to pick up speed, and within 1,000 feet, you'll take a left onto Swamp Trail, which isn't swampy at all. It just ends at a swamp after you've hiked downhill, passing an intersection with the Porter Hank Trail at 3.2 miles, and reaching British Landing Road at the 3.5-mile mark. Keep your eyes open for the rare yellow lady slipper orchids in this area. So if you're hiking like in, you know, late May into June, mid to late June, these are pretty common flowers. Take the paved road north about 100 feet and progress back onto British Landing Trail and into the woods. British Landing Trail is narrow and winding, and although bikes and horses are allowed on this and all other trails in the park, It's very unlikely you're going to see one there. Most of the bikes stay on the pavement. Continue downhill on British Landing Trail, and you will reach an observation platform at 3.9 miles. Take the stairs to the bottom and follow the Intrepid Trail 0.1 mile to the British Landing Nature Center. A small and modest center. It has bathrooms, drinking water, and, last I knew, a phone. So there you go. It's a piece of history for you. The best part is that across the street from this is the Cannonball Drive Inn, which serves hot food and cold drinks. Of course, it's not really a drive-in. Remember, you know, automobiles are banned from the island, but you can walk up to the place in order from the window past these and other fairs. So that's pretty cool. From this point, there is no direct route using a hiking trail to get back to the ferry docks. There are a couple golf courses and, of all things, an airport in the way. So just take M185 counterclockwise 3.4 miles back to town, enjoying the view of the Straits of Mackinac, the Lake Huron wildlife, and the culture that tourists and residents bring to the island. And you'll pass the Grand Hotel along the way. So this island is, This island has a ton of history, and back when I wrote the book, I was ignorant of most of it. But now that I've read a lot more about the history of the area, it's just amazing. So make sure to stop in at the various heritage centers and at the fort itself, and get caught up on what this island means to the history of the United States. I like to tell people that the West was settled through Mackinac Island and the St. Mary's Strait. So, lots of history. Love the area. So, there you go. Another hiking trail in the books. Hike number 31, Mackinac Island. And on our next hike will be hike number 32. And we're going to be heading a little west and north to the Muskellunk State Park. So, check in with us. And we'll see you again. Thanks for joining us at the Michigan Trail Report. It's Tom Funk signing out.